God's word in our culture today, even in many American churches, has been regulated to the bookshelf. And no wonder they're floundering. No wonder they're dying by the droves. Man, it's high time we wake up. It's high time we get back to God's word. You don't need a bunch of jokes. You don't need a bunch of illustrations. You and I need God's words. But entertainment minus God's word will send you to a godless hell. But when God is leading and we are following, no matter how difficult the circumstances and the horizon may seem of where he's leading, when you know he's leading, when you know he's guiding, here's the great news. All things are possible with God. How can this be? This doesn't make any sense. But God doesn't always lead where it makes sense. God leads where he gets the most glory. See, when God leads you to the place he wants to lead you to, there's always some level of pain in that offering.
Hey, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, one of the alarming trends in our culture today is that we have somehow arrived at the conclusion that God's word is no longer enough. It's almost like, hey God, you've created the world, but your word just, well, it's no longer relevant, nor can it satisfy my heart today. Nothing can be further from the truth. God's word is always more than enough, and therefore it will always satisfy both your and my heart, regardless of our circumstances. Matter of fact, his word tells us this in Isaiah 40, verse 8, that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6 say this, that every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who place their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. We don't have to add to God's word, we just have to rest in God's word. And I pray as you go out to do what you're going to do now, I pray that you will do so, trusting him with confidence and having his strength for this day.